Exercise 4, page 70. Speaker 1.
It was around 2 years ago when I decided that computer games were not for me. At the time, I was in college and was sharing a flat with a math student called Greg. Most nights, he and his friends would gather around the TV and play a game called Instant Doom, while I would stay in my room alone and study. One night, though, I decided to join them and see what all the excitement was about. I got quite a shock. It was like watching a horror film, only 100 times worse. But while I was cringing at all the bloodshed on the screen, Greg and his friends were cheering enthusiastically. I know there are other games out there that aren't so extreme, but that night put me off computer games for good.
Speaker 2.
I know some people claim that they can become addictive, but I've always been able to put computer games in perspective. For instance, it's never been difficult for me to put down the controller if I have something more important to do, like homework or household chores, and I'm certainly not the type to play computer games on my own in my bedroom till the early hours. Actually, the only time I play computer games these days is at the weekends with my friends. We have a great time joking around with each other. For me, that's the real advantage of owning a games console. Computer games can really help bring a group together.
Speaker 3.
As a serious gamer for more than 10 years, I think I'm qualified to say a thing or two about computer games. At one stage, I was even going to gaming competitions abroad. And while it was a great experience to see different parts of the world, it didn't make up for the torture I put myself through for all those years. Many people will say that computer games aren't the same as cigarettes or alcohol, but in my experience, they can be just as dangerous. There were times when I would feel physically sick if I didn't get the opportunity to play computer games at some point in the day. Thankfully, with the help of family and friends, I've got over my obsession. Now, I'm trying to get schools and local councils to take this problem more seriously.
Speaker 4.
Most parents I meet are totally against computer games. One mother even told me that she would prefer her son to watch TV all day rather than spend 1 hour playing computer games. My husband and I, on the other hand, have no problem with our child playing computer games. In our eyes, the benefits far outweigh the drawbacks. We even noticed an improvement in our son's maths marks since we bought our games console. You see, Brendan particularly likes adventure games that involve working out various puzzles. As far as I see it, that's having a positive effect on his school performance.
Speaker 5.
After a long day at school, there's nothing I like more than playing computer games, especially before I start on my homework. These days, a lot is expected of students. I'm in my last year of secondary school, and I feel a lot of pressure to get good enough marks to get into university. A lot of my friends play sports after school, but I've never been sporty. So, for me, playing computer games is the perfect way to take a break and concentrate on something other than schoolwork. I don't play for hours on end, and if my friends are free, I always choose to spend time with them, rather than sitting in front of the TV. But, now and then, playing computer games is just what I need.